Standing over here looking out at this group singing, and I swear to God, I saw 500 people looking at me like, you know what's great though? Last year, I would have never seen these expressions, because traditionally, if you go to many concerts, and I will never understand this as long as I live, for some dumb reason, they always keep it dark from here back, and you can never see your audience. And it dawned on me one night, my God, these people could leave, and I wouldn't even know it. So I had them put these special lights in so I could watch you watch me. I am at this point unconvinced that was a smart move. If you could see the things I can see from here, some of you would be embarrassed. You know, I have to show you this. It is not my nature to pick on individuals as a rule. But there is a lady here tonight, and I'm not going to tell you where she is, so don't ask me. Okay, she's on the eighth row. She cannot be 20 feet from the front of the stage with the biggest binoculars I have ever seen. What are you trying to see, for God's sake? Gonna be over here a lot tonight. Now, I don't know about you, I think binoculars on the first 10 rows are an invasion of privacy. I don't care where you are. You know what else? The guys in the band and I started laughing about this the other night, because I am convinced that halfway through this show, from here with these lights, I can actually tell married couples from unmarried couples. It's the truth. I'm telling you, you start singing the love songs and you watch them. The unmarried couples, they lock up like, oh my God, this is forever. But keep your eyes on those married couples. They accidentally brush against each other. It's like, get away from me. Seven kids is enough for one family, don't you think? We were in Branson, Missouri the other night, and I'm singing through the years. There was a little elderly couple in the front row. There's no doubt in my mind that couple had been married 50 years if they'd been married a day. And she got so excited about the lyrics to this song. She reached over, put her arms through her husband's arms, laid her head on his shoulder. I actually heard that man say to his wife, I didn't like that song then, and I don't like it now. What a joy he must be to live with. You know what else? I've done two songs. I bet I could walk through here right now with a very high degree of accuracy and point out to you the men that did not want to come here tonight. Just shake your head. Let me tell you, I'm telling you, I swear to you, I can spot them. Look around you. They all sit like this. Don't you move your arms either. What is your name? David. May I call you David? Good. Call me Mr. Rogers. This will be fun. I promise you I'm not going to embarrass you. I don't like it when people embarrass me. But I'm telling you, I can spot these guys. David, this will be fun. I'll give you four categories. Tell me which one you feel most comfortable in. A, you are a really big fan. B, you're not a particularly big fan, but you have heard a lot of the songs I've recorded. C, you could care less about me, but you would kill for these jeans. Or D, you will be so bad when the show is over. Now tell me the truth. B, not a particularly big fan, but David has heard a lot of the songs I've recorded. Two things you should know. It is my goal before you walk out that exit tonight to put you solidly in that A category. That's one thing. Another thing, David, equally, maybe more important, I'm not above buying fans. I can tell by the look on David's face, he is not above being bought either. All right, David, here's the deal. Now, everybody else, play fair. This is me and David, mano a mano. I'm going to give you $10 for every one of my hit songs you can name. What's the first one that comes to your mind? Through the Ears. Oh, you heard me say that, David. Don't you have any pride? Oh, okay. Well, as long as we get that established. You know what? I'll give you that. Okay. You know what? And I don't want to embarrass you. I promise you I would. Where's your seat? What are you? Get back there. Get back there. The fireman will charge me for that. Oh, okay. Did I embarrass you? Okay, just one. Okay, David, let me just tell you, here's the deal. I'm going to put the money in my pocket. I'm going to sing some songs. If you hear a song you remember having and I'll throw you $10. Hey, can I tell you something that makes me angry? It does not bother me, and you just have to take my word for it, that David is going to leave here with $80 or $90 of my money. That doesn't bother me. What does bother me, however, is tomorrow morning, he is going to be so excited about country music. He's going to go out and buy a Garth Brooks album with my money. So let me tell you guys what you can expect. We're going to do most of the hits I think you expect to hear. We've gone back and picked up a bunch of hits we haven't done in years. And we have some new songs from a new album I think you'll really enjoy. This song was from an album almost 3 years ago, I guess, yeah.
He was sitting on the bar stool, a picture of all night long. So he said, "Ted, are you lonely? And is there someplace that we can go?" And she said, "Cow, you know I'm lonely, but there's something you should know. If you wanna find gold, go looking in the mountains. If you wanna find silver, go digging in stone. And if you wanna find heaven, go reading in the Bible. If you wanna find love, go looking at home." She touched the gold ring on his finger. She held it to the jukebox line. She said, "Stranger, think what you lose if you leave.
Singing the lyrics. This will be fun. I'll tell you the first line. You tell me the second. I'll see how well you learned it. If you want to find gold. I love this. I overhear it. It comes from over here. If you want to find silver. If you want to find heaven. If you want to find love. But can you sing? If you want to find gold. If you want to find silver. If you want to find heaven, if you want to find love, if you want to find love. Stop. Now, don't you find something terribly wrong with clapping for yourselves for singing? I don't see maybe that's, ooh, that was nice. I can remember when you were there, or when I didn't, for anyone but you. I swear, we've been through everything there is, can't imagine anything. Can't imagine anything the two of us can do through the years.
Some folks have
South. Not the South as you and I know it, but the South in the 1930s and 40s. I will tell you that historically in the southern states of Georgia, Florida, Louisiana, Texas, Mississippi, Missouri, Alabama, that in the 30s and 40s, the penitentiary system left a lot to be desired. It was primarily a warden, supplied by a fence, and a tracking dog. This is a song about the warden's dog. His name is Olred. Listen close. With another man, and it cost me 99. Down in a Georgia prison, close to the Florida line. I've been here for 12 long years, finally made the warden my friend. And he sentenced me to a life of ease, taking care of Old Red. Now Old Red, he's the damnedest dog I have ever seen. He's got a nose that can smell the three-day trail. He's a four-legged tracking machine. When you consider yourself mighty lucky, get past the gators and the quicksand pit. Cause all these years that I've been here, nobody got past Red. Didn't hear no one say, come on somebody, why don't you run? Old Red teaching just to have a little fun. Get my lantern, get my gun. We'll have you treat for the morning. And I sent out a letter to my cousin up in Tennessee. So he brought down this blue tick hound. She was pretty as she could be. Then he staked her out in the swampland, about a mile just south of the gate. Might take Old Red for his evening walks and let him go and play. Didn't hear no one say, come on somebody, why don't you run? Old Red's itching just to have a little fun. Used to see his lady friend every night. So I kept him away for 3 or 4 days, waiting until the time was right. Then I made my run with the evening sun, and I smiled a little widow. Cause I was headed north for Tennessee, already was headed south. Then I wouldn't say, come on somebody, why don't you run? Already teaching just to have a little fun. Get my lantern, get my gun. We'll have you treat for the morning come. Now there is a moral to this story. Now there's red-haired blue ticks all in the South. Love got me in here, and love got me out. Hey! I truly think it's a really special piece of music. This song proved to me something I've always believed, and that is that great songwriters always write great songs. And when I first started writing this, I wish I could take credit for this one. I tell you, it's a wonderful piece of music. Turn this guitar down just a little bit. It's kind of blowing my hair back here. When I first heard this song, it really touched me in a very special place. And this is for all of you who ever played Little League baseball or have a kid who plays Little League. Or simply love the game of baseball. And this one, it's called The Greatest. It was written by Don Schlitz. And I have to tell you, since I've recorded this song, I have a website. And since I recorded this song, I can't tell you how many hits we've gotten on the website. For people who just say, you know, baseball has been such an important part of my life, all my life, and my kids' lives, and it's really nice to hear a song about this. And I mean, just some wonderful things, and you get the normal parental crap, too. You know, my son bats 800, He's 4 years older than me. But every now and then something really interesting comes across on this thing. And this joke came over the other day that I just thought was so funny, and I thought I'd share it with you because to me, it kind of explains the real passion that people who love baseball have for the game. So there's these two old guys that have been to every Yankees game since 1955 where they met and became best friends. And baseball is their life. And they're in their 90s now. And it's Joe and Sam, and Sam is on his deathbed. And Joe's standing alongside him, holding his hand, and said, "Sam, Sam, Sam, I can promise you this, this world will not be the same without you. So you gotta do something for me, buddy. When you get to heaven, find a way to let me know if they play baseball in heaven." And Sam said, "Joe, I'll do that for you." And with that, old Sam passed away. Well, 3 days later, Joe was at the funeral. And he's standing alongside the casket, and he looks down at his old friend, and people back up to give him their moment of silence. And as he's looking, he hears, "Psst, Joe. Oh, my God. Sam, is that you? Sam, it's you. You got to tell me. You got to tell me." He said, "Well, Joe, I got some good news, and I got some bad news. The good news is, yes, they play baseball in heaven. The bad news is, you're pitching Tuesday." Little boy in a baseball hat stands in the field with his ball in hand. Says, "I am the greatest player of them all." He puts his bat on his shoulder and he tosses up his ball, and the ball goes up. Swings his bat all the way around. The world's so still you can hear the sound. The baseball falls to the ground. Now the little boy doesn't say a word. Picks up his ball. He is undeterred. Says, "I am the greatest there has ever been." And he grits his teeth. Tries it again, and the ball goes up and the ball comes down, swings his bat all the way around. The world's so still you can hear the sound. The baseball falls to the ground. He makes no excuses, he shows no fear, he just closes his eyes and listens to. Now a little boy, he adjusts his hat, picks up his ball, stares at his bat, says, "I am the greatest, and the game is on the line." So he gives his all one last time. And the ball goes up like the moon so bright, swings his bat with all his might. The world's as still as still can be. Baseball falls, and that's strike three. Now it's supper time, and his mama calls. Little boy starts with his bat and ball. Says, "I am the greatest, and that is a fact. But even I didn't know I could pitch like..." All right, David. Just when you thought I had run out of hits, everyone considered him the coward of the coward. Never stood one single time to prove that I was wrong. His mama called him Tommy. The folks just called him Yip. Some men always told me they were reading Tommy wrong. Now he was only 10 years old when his daddy died in prison. And I took care of Tommy, cause he was my brother's son. three-car garage, her own credit card. He slips in late and wakes her up with a kiss goodnight. If he could only read her mind, she'd say, buy me a rose, call me from work, open a door for me, what would it hurt? Show me you love me by the look in your eyes. These are the little things I need the most in my life. Days turned into years of feeling all alone. She can't help but wonder what she's doing wrong. Lately she'd try anything to turn his head. Would it make a difference if she said, buy me a rose, call me from work, open the door for me, what would it hurt? Show me you love me by the look in your eyes. These are the little things I need the most in my life. And the more that he lives, the less that he tries to show her the love that he feels inside. And the more that she gives, the more that he sees. This is a story of you and me. So I bought her a rose on the way home from work to open the door to a heart that I hurt. I hope you notice by the look in my eyes, I'm gonna make things right for the rest of your life. Rest of your life. And I'm gonna hold you tonight. Do all those little things for the rest of. I'm gonna hold you tonight.
We got to the ending, and I'm the one that screwed it up. I mean, that was, this is Stump the Band Night. Let's do something else before we do this next song. Let's do, no, we're not doing that. That's a really good one. Yeah. Now, let's do the other, well, I'll make up the decision. You guys don't get to vote on what songs we do. What's that song about getting up in the morning, going to work? What's that?
Lay around.
Yeah, that's a great song. Yeah, that's a great song. Listen, make the girls. Yesterday was my birthday. Thank you. It was 74 yesterday. This is for all of you who get up every day. Monday morning and it's 6 a.m. Time for me to go to work again. Off the hook.
try everything in the book. Cause all I wanna do is just lay here and love on you. Not sing until you learn it. Especially that group. Have a little faith in me. That's actually all there is to your part. Have a little faith in me. Or here's a chance to redeem yourself. Have a little faith in me. Not quite ready, huh? Have a little faith in me. We sing all the rest of you guys for the hard part. You have to clap and sing. When the road gets dark, you can no longer see. Let my love throw a spark, girl. Have a little faith in me. When the tears that you cry are all you can believe, I will reach out with these loving arms. If you have a little faith in me, have a little faith.
Have a little faith.
Having said that, I will live up to my end of the year. Randy and I have been debating since 9 o'clock this morning as to whether or not I should even attempt to do this next song. And the deal was that if you even appeared to like that, that I would at least try this next song. But it's not that simple. In order to do this song, it requires that I share with you a very personal story. One of the things you learn quickly when you perform is that you never tell personal stories from the stage because most people don't relate to them, and quite honestly, the rest of the people don't care. So they never, ever, ever work. Having told you that, I will now tell you my personal story. When I was 12 years old, living in a federal housing project in Houston, Texas, I had a dream that one day I would sing in Sarasota Springs, New York.
Sarasota.
Well, then, by God, I'm in the wrong town. Because it was Sarasota. What the hell am I doing in Sarasota? We've got to go now. Let's pretend it was Saratoga Springs. I couldn't read when I was 12, so it was okay. Well, laugh at me if you will. David was in my dream. Stand up for me, David, for God's sake. I don't mean stand up, literally. Maybe it was Sarasota. Let's at least let me explain this dream because it's really interesting. In my dream, I, me, moi, multilingual person that I am, sang Bo Diddley. Yeah, that's about the way you reacted in my dream, James. How are you guys? Selfish reasons chose not to watch Gambler 5 at all. I am not that easy to escape. You might as well kick back. We're going to show you the whole thing. on a train bound for nowhere. And they're a good man, they were both too fast. So then turns there, out the window and the dark, the water more than he began to speak. He said, son, I made my life. I'd read people's faces, knowing what the cars were, by the way they held their eyes. So if you don't mind, I could see your holidays. For a taste of your whiskey, I'll give you some advice. So I handed him my bottle, and he drank down my last swallow. And he bummed a cigarette, asking for a light. And the night got roughly white. And his face lost all expression. Said, if you're gonna play the game, boy, you gotta learn to play the right. You got to know. Started shaking. big heart was big, and he turned to the woman and said, "You mean to find
time to leave me to sing?
Oh, so now you want to sing. Okay, why don't you guys just rest up for a minute? I know how tiring that must have been to you. And for God's sakes, quit swaying. I mean, what happened? You sit perfectly still all night long. I start the song and everybody in your room. You look like a room full of Ray Charles. You got the right one, baby! From the lights of the love to Red Hill Hotel, we walked without talking. Now she was a beauty, when she came to me, she must have thought I lost my mind. Cause I couldn't hold her, the words in the door kept coming that time. You can sing it, sing it. You can. For the benefit of any of you who may have seen this show before, I'd like to explain this moment of obvious confusion. For 20 years, literally, since the night I recorded that song, every night when I finish singing Lucille, I lay my microphone down on the stool. I turn around, I wave goodbye, I go over, I hide behind the black curtain, and I pretend I'm not coming back. Well, I am sick of it. You know why? Because if you're honest in your heart, you have to admit, encores are so sick. It's not like you don't know I'm coming back. You know what else? The older you get, the more you learn to save those very valuable steps. I have visions of them rolling me out here someday in a wheelchair and me saying, "You picked a fine time to roll me out of here." Hey, David. How much money you made? Count the bills, multiply by 10. So we'll trick a little bit. Actually, I'm saving you some time. $90. You a big fan yet? Your father gave you first edition. He's like, give me my money back. Jesus. First edition. Oh, that didn't count. Oh, man, you go way back. Okay, if that's true, David, you'll put on this t-shirt. It has my name in the back and my picture in the front, and you'll wear this all the way to your car. Put it on right now. Put it down tight. Get rid of those wrinkles in my face. You know. Now, here's the other half of that deal. Everybody in here follow David to his car. If he takes that shirt off before he gets there, beat the hell out of him. Hey, do me a favor. Help me say thank you to 7 great Tom young men from Nashville, Tennessee. Repeat after me. Steve. Rick. Warren. Lynn. Chuck. Randy. And Gene. And what was Rick's name again? That's very good. You know what? For the same 20 years I've been singing Lucille, I've been throwing away tambourines to the people in the front, and the people in the back did nothing. So tonight, turn up the lights for the phrase to the people in the back. Ready?
Okay, here we go. Sit down here. Well, you're right, it didn't make it to the grass today. You know what I love? Same guy got two. You know what I love about Frisbees? They don't go very far, but it takes a long time to get there. Okay, now we are going for accuracy. Sorry, I need someone back there. The lady in white standing up. Everybody else sit down around her. Turn and face that way. It's a trick shot. I'm going to throw it way out here like this. It's going to slide into you this way, okay? Like, I have a clue where this is going. I can do it. Ready? Here we go. Just pour it out. There we go. Turn and face that way. Oh, wait. Oh, they told me G74. Oh, wait, that's really. No, wait. Oh. Okay, let me have one more shot. Okay, there you go. Ready? I can do this. Too bad. You know what? If you had caught any one of those three, it would have been worth $10,000. I'm your knight in shining armor, and I love you. You have made me what I am, and I'm you. My love, there's so many ways to say I love you. Let me hold you in my arms forevermore. You have called and made me such a fool. For so many years, I thought I'd never find you. You have come into my life and made me whole. Forever, let me wait to see you each and every morning. Let me hear you whisper softly in my ear. And in my eyes, I see no one else but you. There's no one there but like I am. And yet, oh yes, I always want you near me. Thank you.